101 FM. About the nation, across the nation. Radio Miraya.
Oh yes, welcome back. It's just 12 minutes plus 8 a.m. Welcome back from the news summary there. Now, we're continuing with our conversations here. Remember, we told you that today is the International Volunteer Day. Well, it's that time of the year when we recognize the efforts of volunteers in transforming societies. The day is commemorated on the 5th of December every year. For United Nations volunteers in South Sudan, celebration activities kicked off as early as last Friday. And to hear more on this and other important issues, I'm joined by the support officer of the United Nations Volunteer Field Unit in Juba, Jia Yong Tao. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, Irene. Thank you for the invitation. Right. My name is Jia. You can just call me Jia or Jia.
Okay, Jia. All right, Jia. It seems that the desire for embracing this day was too huge, as we saw some of your colleagues gathering last Friday. So just share with us what happened.
Yep, thank you so much. So we had some internal celebrations on last Friday, a call organized with Staff Welfare. Thank you so much for the effort. So we had some get-together sessions, and then we have invited all in Juba to participate. And we have turnaround of about 30 to 40 participants, and we have some opening speech from the Chief of Operations and Resource Management, Mr. Timothy.
Right.
And also from the honorable guests from the AFP side, and also have a closing remarks from the SRSG. We have some games and activities, and but the true spirit is to promote the spirit of volunteerism and to spread awareness of how to become a volunteer and how we can be a volunteer and assist others.
Right.
Yep.
So what were some of the key messages that stood out for you?
It seems like the mission management is very appreciative with the supports and achievements rendered by the volunteers, and they are also very supportive in providing learning grounds and areas for the UNVs to explore and also to learn and also to contribute to the missions, achievements and mandates.
Right. Just take us a little bit far back on the background of this International Volunteers Day.
Mm-hmm.
When did it start and how did it start?
Well, it was started and mandated by the UN General Assembly back in 1985, so it's like a lot of years before.
Mm.
The reason is to promote the volunteerism and encourage the governments to support the efforts of the volunteers, and also to recognize the volunteers' contributions in achieving the SDGs at the level of locals and nationals and international level.
Right. So why is it important that people should volunteer?
It's, I guess, to make the world a better place for everyone to stay. Because other than our daily jobs that bog us down in like 8 to 10 hours,
right, and
we can do some, I wouldn't say charity works, but just volunteer to help others, to assist others who are in need.
Right. Now, can anyone volunteer, or it does take a certain level of experience?
To volunteer, it doesn't really have any specific limitations, unless you're talking about a specific UN type of volunteering.
I mean UN type of volunteering.
Uh-huh. Okay. So for UN type of volunteering, we have three categories, which is the national volunteer, international volunteer, and the online volunteer. So each of them comes with different set of volunteer levels,
right,
and have different level of requirements. Like, for instance, years of experience and your age limit, and also your nationality.
Right. Now, let's highlight on the national volunteer. What are the requirements?
We have few categories, like national specialist, national expert, and also university volunteer, etc. So the age requirement, like, for instance, for specialist category, it's a minimum 3 years of working experience, and also the age requirement is more than 27.
Yep. Now, for a student out there in South Sudan who's listening to this program right now, what would you tell them? I mean, do they qualify? I mean, fresh from university, no work experience, would they qualify?
Or they can try and explore the university category, university volunteer category. At the same time, it also depends if there's any openings available, because it's a call collaborations between the AFP, the fundings, etc.
Right. I'm putting more emphasis here because I'm sure people are listening and they would like to be part of this. So how would they apply as national volunteers?
The application, we have one website that's centralized for all the UNV's application. It's app.unv.org. It's our UVP portal. It's a place where you can view all the descriptions of assignments, which we call DOA, that you can review and see if it matches your requirements, also your career aspiration,
right,
that you can apply from there.
So the UN has a volunteer program. Just tell us a little bit about it.
UNMISS is currently having 451 approved UNV positions, and currently we have about 410 UNVs onboarded. So they are scattered across all different functions, like for instance in the support, in the substantive, etc. Like those in the field, in civil affairs, human rights, PTR, and in the support, we have in engineering, some human resources, and FDS, etc.
Maybe to serve as an encouragement to the listener out there, do you know the number of national volunteers that you have so far registered?
You mean currently working with us?
Yeah, with us here in UNMISS.
Well, because of the position availability, right now we have only four national UN volunteer positions.
Right.
But we are hoping that in future we have more and more national UNV positions.
Right, so what is available now every time is four positions for the national volunteers.
Yep.
Okay, so if you want, if you have to compete, you have to compete for the four.
Yep.
Within the four.
At the same time, we our agencies, funds and programs, they have, they also have some UN volunteers positions. And as far as I know, they have quite a number of national UNV positions as well.
Okay. Right. So UNMISS restricts it to four, but the agencies have more.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you so much,
Jay,
for that. Well, what are some of the responsibilities and the roles of the volunteers once admitted to UNMISS?
Well, we have a different set of duties and responsibilities. It ties down to the positions that you are being assigned to. Like for instance, in my role, I'm here to support the UN volunteers from their onboarding until their repatriations. So the whole volunteer life cycle. And for those, let's say in the human rights, they are to achieve the human rights mandate and also to reach out to the communities, etc.
I mean, with all these opportunities come challenges and also opportunities. Just share with us some of the challenges and opportunities of being a volunteer.
Tough one.
What do you mean tough one? I mean, you are a volunteer. Just share with us maybe from your experience.
I guess for me as an international volunteer, one of the challenges I would say is being away from your family and friends, and then staying in a different country, trying to adapt to the different cultures and to do your best to assist the rest, because it's not only a job, it's also a volunteering assignment that you should spread the volunteerism spirit from.
And the opportunities.
Yep.
And what are the opportunities? You just shared the challenges that you're facing.
Well, the opportunities, I would say it's somehow, I would say, a stepping stone to go into the UN system, to have the network and also to learn about the systems and structures, which will be very helpful for your future career progression.
Okay, Jay, thank you so much for making our time to speak to us today. Finally, what activities will you be doing to mark this day?
Well, we had some activities planned on today. We were collaboration with South Sudan Red Cross, but unfortunately, because of some unforeseen circumstances, the event will have to be called off. But we are hoping that we will have some other celebrations. At the same time, our colleagues in the field, they have organized quite a number of activities like charity walk and visit to orphanage, etc. So we wish them all the best with their events.
All right. Yeah, thank you so much for your time.
No problem.
Oh, yes. Today is the International Volunteer Day. And this day is commemorated on the 5th of December every year. And we just heard from the volunteer field unit here in Juba, Jair, who took us through the opportunities that we have here. Now, if you're out there and you're very interested, you have to go to the UN Volunteer Portal and find out more on the opportunities that you have. Well, UNMISS has four positions, but the good news is the agencies, the different agencies, the UN agencies that we have in the country do have opportunities for national volunteers to take part in contributing and serving the people of South Sudan. It's just 22 minutes past 8 a.m. Good morning. My name is Irene Lasu, and I'll be right back.